Government. Today is the beginning of a new phase in the U.S. government with the inauguration of President-elect Donald Trump. And then our readings tell us a little bit about God's approach to government. The Old Covenant being discussed in our first reading included laws and a governmental structure. And as the author tells us, that it becomes obsolete, that it fails, that the people are not faithful to it, and it collapses. The Davidic kingdom is brought into exile. And so there is a new covenant, a new order that is being brought in to replace it. And we see that in the gospel where Jesus is appointing the 12 apostles. He is establishing the new structure for this new covenant, this new government of the covenant that the Lord is giving to us. And yet, we know this covenant shall not pass away, but we can see that the earthly government of it, even at the very beginning, has its flaws. Judas Iscariot, who betrayed him. And so there are a few important lessons to draw from this. First of all, God does in fact want us to have a government of some kind, a social order, laws, a sense of cohesive unity, that we are subject to legitimate authority. That is the Lord's plan for humanity in every age. Another important lesson, governments can and do, and all of them will ultimately fail. They may be replaced, they may cease to be, societies collapse, and new orders come in their place. We also have to be conscious of the fact that the civil world, the worldly governments, often become enemies of the covenant of God. We celebrate Saint Fabian, a pope who was martyred by the emperor, by the government at the time, even while he is teaching from the scriptures that we should be obedient to that government as much as possible. So they can and do fail, but we still have to have a society and a government. Most importantly, God does not fail despite our human failures, despite our human weakness. And so what we can do with those lessons today about God wanting government, about the failures of government, about God's fidelity despite those failures, is that we should be cautious about putting our trust in human government. Whatever your thoughts, whatever your feelings toward the incoming administration, toward the incoming Congress, we should be cautious that we do not put too much stock in whatever good they do, and that we do not put too much fear in whatever bad that they do. We should even be cautious about human leadership within the church. Judas is still with us in many ways and can be very subtle. Priests and bishops, unfortunately, can become a kind of Judas and lead us astray. So our faith is not in the human leadership of the church, but in the fact that God has promised to be faithful. And of course, the major difference between trusting in an earthly government and the church's government is that God has guaranteed the church will not fail despite the failure of her leaders. He has not guaranteed that with the United States. We do the best for our country, we pray for our country, but we must know that ultimately God's only guaranteed government is the church. It's the only one that will persist until the end of time despite its flaws, despite the wolves in sheep clothing, so that we cannot put any trust in men but in God. And thanks be to God that trust will always be rewarded, that trust will persevere. No matter how much the government turns against us, no matter how bad it gets, we know that this new covenant will never, never fail.